Today we are going to do Parshat Zachor. Okay, we're reading it in Shabbos, this Shabbos, and it is the only mandated Doraita mitzvah to hear the Torah reading on Shabbos, and it is this Shabbos. So we're gonna learn from the Slonim HaRevi, who died in the year 2000, and he answers a couple questions. So one, why would we have to do it on Shabbos, and why is it Doraita, when we're also going to read about Amalek on Purim itself? What's so special about also reading on Shabbos? And it's also the only one of the Arba Parshiot that we actually read the same topic, not the same Torah reading, but the same topic on the holiday, which is that week, and yet we have to go on Shabbos and listen to it, okay? The other thing that's really interesting is that of the Arba Parshiot, Chodesh, Shekel, Para, and this one, Zachor, is the only one in the singular. All the rest are for all of Israel. And Zachor, it doesn't say Zichru, right? Zachor to each individual. You have an idea? Or you want to? Okay, so he says that Shabbos is extra special. And this Shabbos especially, he says, is one of the holiest Shabbos of the years. Because
it's the holiest or one
of? He says one of. So we have, there are a bunch of Zachors, right? I think there's six of them total, Zachors, that you have to remember.
Yeah.
So one of them is Zachorat Amalek.
One is Shabbos.
Yes, Zachorat Shabbat, right? That's another one. Very good. In Yitziat Mitzrayim, and right? But he says that the Zachor of Amalek is the opposite of the Zachor at Shabbat.
Because it's a good...
Yes.
Good to remember. Like,
yes, exactly. And not only that, but we have a notion of Ase Tov, that you have to do good, but we also have a notion of Akirat Hara, of rooting out the bad. Okay? So this Shabbos, with both of the Zachors, the Tov of Shabbat, and the Akirat Hara of the Amalek, we have a certain completeness, a Shlemut, in the Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the singular, so for all of us in Chassidus, Amalek is not just this external people out to get us. Amalek is also whatever negative energies we have inside of ourselves. So while we listen to the Zachorat Amalek and we have the Kedusha of Shabbos, and Amalek is out to eradicate Kedusha, right? They want to get rid of Kedusha. So while we have this combination on this special Shabbat coming up, we can focus inward on ourselves and really think what are some of the negative energies inside of us, and really daven to Hashem to get rid of it so that we can all have a full tikkun, a full fix, and bring the ultimate ge'ula b'mhirah b'yameinu.